Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show? Do you enjoy talking about the show with others? Do you find yourself yelling at the TV? Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles? If so, we invite you to join hosts Amanda Kimmel and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed. Meet us at Pier 54, a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Port Charles 411, where Shannon learns about Jagger.
That sounds like it's going to be way more interesting than it actually is. But okay.
No, I need to know why you're obsessed with Jagger.
Because he was.
You saved your VHSs.
I did save my VHSs.
So, but to celebrate, because we are doing this on a Saturday night, not like we don't do this on Sunday afternoons also, we are going to have an Italian cocktail, the Negroni, which we've never had.
Italian to cheers the real Jagger.
Correct.
That you won't see anymore on TV.
Correct.
Or on GH, at least.
So, it's time for bartender Shannon. So, it is 1 ounce of gin.
She's not. Oh, you are measuring. Oh, usually she doesn't measure. She has a cup today.
Well, it's none of the sugar. I usually use a shot glass, which is still an ounce and a half.
The first drink, she usually uses a shot glass. The second drink, it's usually a little of this, a little of that.
Yep.
So, I guess
I brought down my martini glass because I wasn't sure if I was going to use the martini shaker. I'm sorry. I brought down the martini shaker, which has...
Shaker, that's fun. Whoops.
Oh,
you should make...
That one will be mine. Because
shake all the time. See, even though she used the thingy, she still got a little...
I accidentally went to an ounce and a half because I think I'm the only one that likes gin. So it's 1 ounce of gin, 1 ounce of Campari.
She makes it sound like that's an actual... It was an actual...
And it's New Amsterdam gin. 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 I haven't. So it's like a little Tony Geary.
There you go.
There we go. Did he have anything to do with Jagger?
No, like a little bit, because he was friends with Sonny.
Okay.
So he was part of opening the club.
Yep.
And all that stuff that was going on then.
Pretty
it
red.
Is so pretty. Okay. It looks like a Shirley Temple. You can pretend they drink Shirley Temple.
There we go. Instead. And then... 1 ounce of sweet vermouth.
Glug, 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 glug. If you do lose your job at...
I used to be a bartender. I am not going back.
No, I meant on the show.
Oh.
If Shannon no longer works for Crimson,
she
can be a bartender at the Savoy.
She can go to Charlie's because Christina likes Nina. Nina has an assistant named Shannon. We are convinced.
Sorry.
We are convinced it is after me. Okay. And then you're supposed to garnish it with an orange, which I will give you one, and you can determine if you are going to squeeze it in.
Yeah, first. At least plop it in there. Yeah. Boom.
There you go.
Boom.
And here you go. And here I go. Again.
Long time.
All right. So let's see.
Are you squeezing yours in?
I'm squeezing it in.
All right.
So this was when I Googled like Italian cocktails.
Not Canadian.
Not Canadian. Nope. But then I also bought limoncello in case we don't like this, so we can make and some. So they recommended Prosecco. I got Osti because I know that you've had Osti before and you liked it. And,
yeah.
And Eric has had Osti and liked it. And I like Osti. Some Prosecco is way too sweet for me, even though I know you both like sweeter.
Got it.
But I knew that you at least liked the Osti. Yeah. So I knew I was safe with it.
So get me in your alcohol excursion.
Well, it's our journey together. So cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. This is delicious.
It's a sipping drink.
Oh.
Erica is not a fan.
Why does it taste like flowers? Like you're chewing on like flower petals. Flowers
Why does it taste like flowers?
It's, I don't know.
I'm not right about this.
She would prefer the Canadian for one.
No, I'm not saying that the bartender made it wrong. I wasn't expecting it to.
It's infused by herbs and fruit and alcohol and water. It is believed to include bitter orange peel,
okay,
quinine, rhubarb, ginseng, chinato, and cassarilla bark. Would you like some Osti in it to maybe cut it a little?
Please.
It's like you got to do something.
It's going away from you, and I've never poked anyone's eye out with a...
It's the first time for everything. Oh.
That is true. Cody wants some. Look, where's my drink?
Cody doesn't appreciate the eye jokes.
Oh, Cody, I'm so sorry. So Cody only has one eye, and he's cute.
He's so cute.
All right, see if that helps.
Do you want the spoon to like mix it?
You want the spoon to mix it?
Yeah, because the first sip is going to be deceiving because it's going to taste it because it'll be the Aussie and then the bottom will be.
That is true. We can doctor these up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You also don't like gin. So you're also tasting the gin.
Yeah.
Less flowery? No, she's still not a fan.
Okie dokie. Let me see. It's sweeter. There is something in it that is not the best. I will finish it. You don't have to finish it if you want to go throw it away.
Oh, I can.
There's lots of other choices over there.
There is. Would you like me to make you a limoncello spritzer? You can go dump that. I'm not going to be offended.
All right.
I'm not going to be having, or maybe Amanda will want another one. Who knows? What do you think?
Amanda needs to slow down.
That's the general consensus when we're drinking.
Yeah, you only had like one sip and then you were like, that was good.
There you go.
And haven't touched it since.
Mm-hmm. I'm not as picky as Aunt Eric.
Oh, here's the deal.
I have to make sure I say it right.
General Hospital fans.
You should.
It's Aunt.
It is Aunt. It's A-U-N-T.
Correct.
I didn't say Aunt.
No, you'd be your Aunt. Aunt. No, Amanda has to read.
I'm sorry.
She has to tell the story.
I have to read. Remember that one time I tried to read after we had quite a few? And I'm like,
oh my gosh, Erica, you need to. Guys, if you listen to our Aztec Princess episodes, we had margaritas that day because we were so. They were in Mexico, so we were having margaritas.
So good.
And anytime that one of the bars or the restaurants shows like the drink menu, try to recreate it.
Try to recreate it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's a reason for our drinking.
Exactly. So, 10 minutes in, let's get into Jagger.
Alrighty. So, this was 19... Well, that's just sad to say 19. 1992.
Oh, my gosh.
1,000?
Okay, quickly share that. Where'd your drink go, though? Like, I'll make you another one. Do you want to go, like, rent, throw it out?
Okay.
I'm serious.
The 1,000s. I should have said it like that. 1,992.
525,600.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Wait, Erica, get back.
Oh,
wow. All right. So Erica is now going to have a limoncello spritzer instead. And I'm going to be jealous because I love limoncello. By the way, my favorite drink, Bacardi Limon and Diet with Lime. In case you guys were wondering. I'm sure you were.
It's pretty good.
It is very yummy. She was like, what? And now I've gotten her onto them. So I'm a good niece like that. By the way, Erica's only 4 years older than me. And that's why we go back and forth between Auntie Erica and Erica. And that's why the other day when I had you somewhere and they kept confusing you, my photographer, because I said something about, well, my aunt has my car. So
yeah,
if you don't see it, like I am here.
Yeah.
And he thought that she was the seller.
Oh.
And he's like, well, where's your aunt? I was like, right there. I was like, that's why I refer to you as my Auntie Erica. Okay.
And no matter how many times I say my niece, Shannon, my friends will repeat it back. So your cousin, Shannon. And it's like, yeah, I mean, whatever. Just go with it.
Yep.
That happens with me. I have a nephew that's 2 weeks older than me.
Right. And
it's just, yeah, whatever you call him. I don't care.
All right. So it's limoncello, 2 ounces of that, 3 ounces of Prosecco. I think I only did. No, I did 3 because I did 2 1-and-a-halves, kids. That's 3.
We're educational now.
Mm-hmm. All right, see if that's better.
How'd you learn math?
Year 54.
This is much better.
Much better?
That tastes more like a Jagger. That other one was the new Jagger. That other one was trash, and I had to get rid of it. So let's turn back. This is more like Antonio's.
It's what you imagine. It's smooth, a little bubbly,
got a little twist to it.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
New Jagger's too flowery.
Jag.
All right. Amanda, tell us all about Jagger.
All right. So back in the 1900s, late one night after Ruby Anderson closed Kelly's Diner, 3 young toughs broke in. Oh, I'm using the General Hospital scrapbook because I just like their write-up. And I feel like it gives me more space to reminisce about
3 young toughs.
I think. Yeah. 3 young toughs broke in. One of them tried to shoot her, but another pushed Ruby out of the way. The bullet hit him in the neck as his friends ran out. He was rushed to General Hospital, where Dr. Tony Jones saved his life. Personally, Tony hoped the kid would be put away for a long time for trying to rob Tony's wife's Aunt Ruby. Woo, that's a mouthful there.
Yeah.
The kid was John Cates. He called himself Jagger. He was a street kid, a dropout, somewhat wild, but he had a decent streak. As he recovered in General Hospital, his lowlife friends visited him. Rat on us and you're dead meat.
I missed the 90s threats.
Dead meat. Jagger kept silent. Police Commissioner Sean Donnelly wanted to help him, but the wayward boy wouldn't help himself. When he was about to be released to jail, he tried escaping. Hospital volunteer Karen saw him take the stairwell to the roof. He tried lowering himself over the side, but he froze. Karen pulled him to safety. He admitted a lifelong case of acrophobia? That's not what that is.
Acrophobia? Isn't that...
This is of dizzying heights. I thought acrophobia was spider.
That's arachnophobia.
Yeah. Well, see, this is why we shouldn't drink and read. Anyway, a dizzy fear of heights. Karen helped Jagger back to his room without giving him away. Ruby refused to testify against the boy who saved her life, and Jagger was set free. Ruby helped send his friends to prison when the police arrested them without Jagger's help. Homeless Jagger was sleeping under the pier, I wonder if it was 54, when Bill Eckerd first noticed him. Bill persuaded Ruby to give him a job at Kelly's and a room. Bill also gave him some work on his waterfront renovation project.
Well, there's something nice that Bill did. We always talk about how jerky he is. That was nice. I didn't realize that's who that was.
When Jagger accidentally cost Karen her job at a burger joint, he persuaded Ruby to hire Karen at Kelly's as well. Ruby enjoyed mothering the 2 kids. There was a chemistry between Jagger and Karen, but she'd begun dating Jason Quartermain and fought her attraction to Jagger, who nobly kept his distance.
See?
Nobly. Because he's so nice.
Yes, Sunny.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Erica.
I do.
So Jason Quartermain invited Karen for a summer afternoon on the Quartermain Cabin Cruiser. Her friend Jagger Cates had been hired to tune up the boat's engine for their outing. Below deck, when he heard Jason and Karen come on board, Jagger got up to leave, but hit his head and knocked himself out.
Did he have amnesia?
No.
On the open water, Jason was less than thrilled to see Jagger suddenly appear on the boat with him and Karen. Then suddenly, a storm hit. The boat sank, and the three teens washed up on a deserted island. Where is the deserted island close to?
Remember, this is where we just talked about last, but this, oh my gosh, this timing. That's the Cal and John dude, the murder buddy of Bobby that we just talked about last week. See, this fits right in.
It does. But where's the deserted island?
It was between Canada, wasn't it? Because Watson, I don't know.
Maybe not.
I thought that's what they were.
Sure.
There.
Sure. Whatever you say.
Do I have to fill you in on this, Erica?
Do you remember that? No.
No, I remember them being stranded on an island, but I'm with you. Where's this island?
I don't know where this island is.
Listen, what was it? Lake Ontario is like right in the Quartermain's backyard.
Yeah, that's true. I forget about that.
Yeah.
All right. So they were stranded on an island in one of the Great Lakes, not ocean.
That's right. That's right. What I think. Okay. Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. But also, you can go surfing in Port Charles.
Yeah. Jack's according house to Jack's. Right along the lake that you can go surf in.
Portia now lives in Jack's house.
Yeah.
What happened to Jack's?
He went back to Australia, like he does.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, stranded on the island, Jagger laughed when quote unquote Boy Scout Jason couldn't make a fire by rubbing two sticks. Then Jagger whipped out his cigarette lighter. He still carried it, even though Karen had convinced him to stop smoking.
Aww.
The three of them became close friends during their island adventure.
Okay, so this is the island adventure that last week. So if you're listening to this at a random time, go listen to Bobby Part 4, because Bobby Spencer had a pen pal that was a prison inmate that was a murderer. Mm-hmm. He and his brother, Cal, mm-hmm. escaped, mm-hmm. and they wound up mm-hmm. on a deserted island, and they encountered Jagger, Jason, okay, and Karen.
So I didn't realize that they did all tie together that way. So
that's why I'm excited about this.
This is like a side story, but it all falls into Jagger. So Jason's father, Alan, prayed that they would find Jason. He dreaded calling Monica, who was at a medical conference in China.
She goes to medical conferences
with unspeakable news about their son. Alan and Karen's mother, Rhonda, worried together about their children's safety, while Ruby feared for Jagger. The kids were missing for days. Jagger's convicted ex-friend, Cal, had broken out of jail.
We know that the
person who tried to rob Aunt Ruby.
I don't think she knew that, though.
I hope she didn't.
Because John was in jail before.
Okay.
Was his name Joseph? I'm sorry. It was Joseph.
Okay.
Joseph.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Atkins.
Thank you.
Jagger's convicted ex-friend Cal had broken out of jail with his convict brother, Joseph Atkins, that also landed on the island. Cal saw Karen and tried to rape her. Then he dragged her.
Whoa, that was not in bodies.
Jagger, forgetting his arachnophobia.
Fine in heights.
He rushed to save her.
Eight-legged heights.
Right. Jason got there in time to see Cal plummet to the shore below. Convinced that he was dead, the teens made a pact to keep what had happened a secret.
Not dead.
The search party,
been called off, but AJ insisted that he and Alan go out again to search for Jason. Alan was glad he listened to AJ because they found Jason, Jagger, and Karen. Alan's prayers had been answered, and he was proud of AJ. Rhonda was overjoyed to see her daughter, but she suspected Jagger had caused the bruises Cal had left on Karen's arms. One of Rhonda's louse boyfriends beat Jagger up for hurting Karen. Jagger didn't tell Karen at first, but when she finally found out, she was angry with her mother. Nikki pressed AJ to make peace with his father. She had decided to marry AJ for his money, and Joseph Atkins also wanted some of the Quartermain money.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No.
Nikki.
Yeah. No, the Joseph Atkins thing. Because it was Cal that got them to sell. Wasn't it Cal that got them to try to sell stuff? Is that where we are?
We think Cal's dead.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So yeah. Joseph. I'm sorry.
The
yeah.
Money. So
yeah.
He blackmailed Jason, Karen, and Jagger with ominous notes. I know what you did. You won't get any.
Anonymous?
When it's spooky.
Ominous.
Thank you. See, I know what you did. You won't get away with it.
Jason stole his grandfather Edward's queen collection to help pay Adkins the $25,000 he demanded for his silence about Cal's death. With Jagger and Karen, Jason also stole a car. Suspicious of the teens, Sean had them tailed. They went to pay Adkins and were shocked to find Cal alive and well. How'd you know, Aunt Erica?
No bodies.
A shootout occurred when the police arrived and Jagger suffered a minor wound. Cal was arrested, but Adkins escaped. Dun, dun, dun. There's some crap about Scott and Dominique.
Some crap? That's when she died.
When Jagger Cates also enrolled at PC High, Brenda was instantly attracted to him. She could tell he liked Karen, whom Brenda instantly disliked. Jagger liked Brenda's style, and Karen teased him about it. Why are you so interested in my love life? He teased back.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. See how the cute little flirting, because they're so adorable.
I am now making myself a limoncello spritzer.
Thank you for that announcement.
Well, just in case you hear things. I kind of chugged that other one. Like, I poured some club soda in and went for it. Yep.
You're not trying to read words, so you're good. Returning to Kelly's, Jagger saw a poor stranger, Lucy, not our Lucy, a different Lucy, huddled in tears beneath the pier. That was him not so long ago. He reflected as he gave her some money. His thoughts turned to his brother, Mike, and his sister, Gina, and how he'd lost track of them. Their family was split up after their mother skipped out on town.
Mm-hmm. Makes me sad. Makes me very sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes you understand why a teenage kid kind of might need to rob a restaurant.
Right, exactly. So that in 1993... we're moving forward with them hanging out at school together. No, you may not copy my homework.
See, he went to school.
Yeah. This probably isn't the best reflection as he's trying to copy off of Karen, but that's okay.
He tried.
He did.
That might have been the best that he could do.
Right.
It is not okay to cheat in school.
No.
Unless your mother abandoned you and you had to live on the street.
Under a pier and rob a diner.
And your girlfriend was being attacked on an island.
They
and you had to save them by overcoming your fear of heights. At that point, you can cheat on her paper.
On her paper.
From her paper. I've had a drink.
No, you may not copy my homework. Karen Wexler shot Jagger Cates a look of exasperation as she went to class. She knew he could do well in school if only he'd apply himself. But now that he was living with that wild Brenda Barrett, he was constantly distracted. What did you expect from that goody two shoes? Brenda asked Jagger. Now what do we do? Don't worry, Jagger said, grinning at her with his adorable dimples.
Amazing.
Right? He accidentally set off the fire alarm. As the school emptied out, Brenda and Jagger laughed so much for that class, he received a warning for that little stunt. Brenda's being friends with Robin. While Jagger was motoring Karen to a college interview in Syracuse on his cycle, they became stranded in a snowstorm. They have really bad luck. I never realized
this back then.
They spent a night and a day talking and snuggling in a deserted cabin. After they admitted their feelings for each other, she told him she'd break up with Jason. Upon returning, Jagger told Brenda to patch things up with her sister Julia and move back. Brenda was hurt and ready to hurt back. So she took her camera. This is so not nice. She took her camera and
you didn't know that Brenda's actually not a good person. Like the more that you look, like go back and read this stuff, you're like, why? Why did we love Brenda so much?
Because she was so pretty.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
And I love girl crush. Yeah. Right. Exactly. she took her camera into the girls' locker room, secretly photographed Karen while she was showering, and slipped a naked snapshot of Karen in every boy's locker. Karen was mortified. Jagger heard the boys snickering and, defending Karen, lashed out with his fists. Jagger was expelled. See? He defended her honor.
That is sweet.
Thank you.
And that's so 90s.
Yeah.
Right. Right?
But that really is so sweet.
Right?
Guys, do defend your loved ones.
That's right. Jason comforted Karen with tender words. Seeing how he calmed her, Jagger decided Jason was better for her than he was. He left her.
Good enough for her.
He left her a farewell love note and left town. Karen confessed her
feelings. On his motorcycle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Karen confessed her feelings for the now absent Jagger to Jason. And like Scott and Lucy, he didn't care. He asked her to go steady. She smiled and said, yes.
Did she get that cardigan? Did she get the white cardigan? Because this is still Jason Quartermain. So he's wearing the white cardigan.
I don't know.
With the V-neck around his shoulders.
I'm sorry. It doesn't tell me all that.
That's also very 90s.
I know.
It was a lot of information from me.
Did he pop his collar a little? His pink collar.
It's just
a little alligator on this.
Who's popping what? You're getting way too not appropriate for this story.
The collar popping and Lacoste logo didn't happen until the 2000s. Oh, you're in the wrong decade.
My son loved Lacoste. I love Lacoste at all.
No, anything about brands, okay? So all I saw was the alligator.
Yeah. Alligator.
Oh, is that what that brand?
Yeah. The alligator's Lacoste.
Lacoste,
yeah.
Okay.
He has a towel of birds because that's like the only thing I can afford to buy.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous. It's expensive.
I wanted to buy him a pair of socks. They were like $50 or something for one pair.
Ew.
I was like, that's ridiculous. So,
no.
Anyway.
And that's your fashion from the 90s.
There you go. Rhonda's daughter Karen and Alan's son Jason were queen and king of the Valentine's dance at school. Jagger, who realized he couldn't live without Karen, showed up at the dance.
Karen, he just
got kicked out of senior year.
Yeah, but was he like really actually that age, or was he like Dylan McKaying it?
What?
Okay.
That's not part of the Jagger memoirs. Okay, stop.
I'm serious. Like, yeah, thank you.
Well, if he's 50 now.
But I'm serious. Was he like 19, 20?
Yeah, I think he was supposed to be like a year or so older because he had dropped out of school, but not like way older. It wasn't like 50.
Well, that would be wrong, but apparently they do a lot of things wrong.
That's true. That's true. Karen, I love you, he said. She left with him, leaving Jason humiliated in front of all their friends. Jagger had hurt Brenda. Karen had hurt Jason, and both regretted it. But Jagger and Karen knew they were meant to be together. As Jagger and Karen fell deeper in love, she wanted to make love with him, but she froze whenever he got too intimate. Jagger told her he'd wait till she was ready. She began having disturbing flashbacks. Karen, Karen encouraged Jagger to search for his missing brother and sister. He located Gina, who told him that their brother, Mike, had lived with her and her new family briefly, but he stole from them and ran away. Jagger hired Felicia, who was helping Mac in his detective business, to find his 16-year-old brother.
You didn't know that? No. Oh. But now I'm kind of looking forward to him seeing Felicia again.
What happened to Mac?
Oh, so on the show, he's in Argentina. In real life, he's having a bone marrow transplant.
Oh, okay.
But he's having it. They found, like, he's in really good spirits. So John J. York will be back. He will be back. But he and Felicia are married.
Yeah.
Oh, and Mac is actually Cody's dad, but they keep messing up the DNA results. Because did you know they apparently do not test for gender on a DNA test? So if a girl swaps out her hair for a boy's, yeah, they do.
She's like, well, that sounds wrong.
They do. Just no. Not on General Hospital.
She's like, no. How many drinks have you had? They do too.
Let's put it this way. So we do an annual recap, and one of the categories is bad lab results.
There you go.
Yeah.
And correct lab results, I don't think has ever really had anything.
Yeah. Not the first time anyway. So Ray Conway, an old boyfriend. I don't know why they keep referring to her like we don't know who she is. An old boyfriend of Scott's receptionist, Rhonda. We just talked about Rhonda and Alan being scared together. So I'm not sure why we don't know who she is. But Rhonda, Karen's mother, had come back into town, and Rhonda invited him to stay with her and Karen. Soon after seeing Ray, long repressed memories flooded back to Karen. He had abused her when she was a child. Whenever her mother passed out from drinking, Ray entered her room, drew the shades, and forced himself on little Carrie, as he called her. He still called her Carrie as he attempted to reprise the past. Karen cursed him and threatened to tell. He dared her to, reminding her how much she, quote unquote, liked it. Bad student Brenda couldn't believe that she actually made it to graduation day. Jason and Karen made top honors, but Karen didn't feel good about herself, so she felt dirty. At Jake's bar, AJ, Jason, and Brenda noticed how much Alan liked being with Rhonda. They even saw him kiss her. Running into Karen and Jagger, AJ taunted them, but Jason, I can't imagine Jason saying this, Jason really exploded. "You're a slut just like your trampy mother."
Oh.
Mm-hmm. See, you wasn't.
And that was goody two-shoes.
Yeah, right. That was a quartermain.
That was a quartermain.
Well, that is a quartermain. Jason Morgan wouldn't say that because he understands that people have pasts and that you can't judge them by them.
Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
Listen, we get philosophical sometimes. It's okay.
Alrighty. So Karen felt unworthy of Jagger, who had started to box with Marco Dane as his manager. She broke up with him. "I'm going to college, Jagger. I'm going places. You're going nowhere." She hated hurting him, but she couldn't reveal her dirty secret. Right? You feel so bad. I know.
We went through a lot. So we did do an entire 411 on Karen.
Yeah.
We did specifically her pill addiction.
Right.
And then we did all of Karen.
Right. Right.
And then we talked to Carrie Shane,
mm-hmm,
because I got that for Amanda's birthday.
Yes, you're the best.
Karen's dead.
Yeah.
Karen's dead now. Yeah.
Was there a body?
But it was second Karen.
Oh.
Okay. So we don't really care about
it. It happened on night shift, so we never saw it.
We only care about Carrie Shane.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Brenda was eager to comfort an angry and confused Jagger. Brenda was working as a personal assistant to Jason's grandmother, Lila, when Lucy Coe, who had rejoined the deception team, offered Brenda the opportunity to be the perfume's new signature model. I'll stop there.
The face of deception.
All that deception stuff. But oh my gosh, so exciting.
We did an entire 411 on that too.
So I won't get into Karen because we've already talked about Karen. But Karen is working at Sunny's Lounge and stripping. And she becomes friends with Stone, who she doesn't know anything about. He's just this guy that works at Sunny's whatever. So while searching for Jagger's brother, Mike, Felicia met a drugged out street kid named Crystal. After Crystal fatally overdosed, Felicia learned that a young teenager had paid for her burial.
I did know this. Yes. Yeah.
He was certain it was Mike. Jagger showed up for Crystal's funeral, and so did Mike. They had a shaky but warm reunion over her grave. Jagger brought Mike back to Kelly's. Karen was there. She was shocked Jagger's brother Mike was Stone from her secret life. When Karen pretended they'd never met, Stone played along. With Sunny's permission, Stone moved in with Jagger. Sure, I needed Sunny's permission.
They cannot recast Stone.
No, Stone's dead.
But he has come back like two or three times.
Like as a ghost.
Right, but it's reasonable to assume that he could possibly come back to his
brother.
They're
not going to. Don't even think they can't. Stop.
But they look, but that's what I'm saying. Like they look similar.
No, we're not no.
So, no.
Just
if,
no.
Okay, I will say it right now. If they do, I will probably join you on the possible 2 weeks notice because that is just crap.
Thank you. So, Jagger boxed his final amateur bout against AJ, who waited a long time for a crack at Jagger. In a hard-fought fight, Jagger KO'd AJ. Marco couldn't wait for his prize fighter to turn pro.
That's knocked out for all those non-boxing people.
Hey, even I know what KO means.
I know because it's a Nintendo game.
Wait, and Mike Tyson's knockout? Yes.
After Jagger and Stone argued over Stone's going back to school, Jagger followed him to the Paradise Lounge, where he saw Karen stripping. "Is this what you meant by going places?" Jagger was disgusted with Karen. He threw a crumpled bill at her feet and left.
I remember watching that.
Yep. Yeah. In tears, Karen fell into Sunny's arms. When Jagger calmed down, he felt concerned about Karen and went back. Jagger found Karen in bed with Sunny and beat him up. Sunny put a hit out on Jagger. His thugs locked Jagger in Sunny's basement, but Stone saw him there. Jagger begged Mike to help him, but Stone wouldn't cross Sunny. He owed Sunny more than he owed Jagger. Karen knew Sunny's men would kill Jagger, so she ran to Marco for help. Marco promised Sunny a piece of Jagger's boxing action in exchange for Jagger's life. Sunny liked the idea of owning Jagger and agreed. When Karen's pill popping increased, Sunny cut off her supply. Karen asked Stone to get her more. He refused, remembering how his friend Crystal had died. Even Alan had grown concerned, blah, blah, blah. We talked about that. Brenda sees Karen stripping. And then everyone rallied around Karen, who was clearly in trouble. Jason apologized to Karen for being so mean. Alan gave Rhonda a check to underwrite Karen. Eased the pressure on the girl. Even Brenda befriended Karen, but Karen's greatest supporter came from Jagger. Mm-hmm. Vowing revenge on both Karen and Jagger for having crossed him, Sunny Corinthos gave orders to Marco Dane. Tell your boy Jagger he's taking a dive in his next fight or his girlfriend's going to get hurt. See, Sunny was so mean.
Yeah.
Jagger refused to take the dive. He knocked out his opponent, grabbed Karen, and ran. They hid in the cabin and once stayed at. She told him about how Ray had abused her as a child and finally let herself make glorious love to Jagger.
Glorious?
Glorious love to Jagger.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. We're all jealous here. Don't be afraid to admit.
A little bit.
Why don't they make a new calendar?
I almost feel like we have to extra qualify your comments.
Right?
Wait, what?
I said, I almost feel like we have to extra qualify your comments.
Mine are special.
And they are. They are.
They are not typical.
Anyone yeah. can appreciate Jagger.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm a lesbian, but I love Antonio Zapata Jr.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Is he like your hall pass? Like you were gonna go to the other side? That's who it would be.
Oh more. Yeah, I had his shirtless pictures up all over my room.
Me too. Yeah. That calendar was great.
I can still see them now.
I can still see them now. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. Because it was Tweety Bird was right next to him, right?
Well,
yes, exactly.
I don't know that Tweety Bird belongs next to him,
but no, Erica. It was a no, Erica. Like. Is an amazing artist. So,
all right. Are we good?
Yes,
now?
Go ahead. Yeah, right. Continue.
So, Frank Smith was plotting his prison breakout. So, Luke and Laura stuff, blah, 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 whatever. But Sunny told Stone that he had a job for him driving the getaway van, and Stone was excited. He and his brother still had their differences about Stone working for Sunny, Jagger's worst enemy. But even so, Stone and Jagger had finally rekindled their warm relationship they'd had as kids. Jagger stopped boxing. He decided to become a cop, and Commissioner Sean Donnelly promised to help him enroll in a police academy in Chicago once Jagger earned his graduate equivalency diploma. Karen Wexler was very proud of her fiancé, and Jagger was proud of her. She'd received a scholarship to study medicine at Northwestern University. After setting their wedding date, Jagger asked Stone to be his best man.
I have to say that I love the fact that she got engaged to a man who didn't even have his GED.
Mm-hmm.
Because she loved him. Because it doesn't matter.
Because they loved each other so much.
That was really loud.
It's okay. And then
it goes. Innocent. I mean, it's.
Right. And then it goes into Robin crushing on Stone and how they were like together because she was friends with Karen and he was Jagger's brother and blah, blah, blah. So again, I won't really get into it, but oh, a bunch of paragraphs about that. And then before Jagger and Karen's wedding day, a suicidal patient at the hospital almost plunged out a window with Karen.
Whoa.
But a new orderly, you know who the new orderly is?
Hold on, what year?
1994.
New orderly.
No.
It wasn't Amy, no.
No.
Because Amy was 70s.
No, your time.
Hold on.
Do Right?
You failed. You did not earn the $100,000.
Jason.
No.
The new orderly, Miguel Merez. The heroic and hardworking Miguel, who needed money for his family in Puerto Rico, took on a second job when Mac hired him as a bartender at the Outback. Miguel saw how Jagger felt about Karen and had a pang. He had once been in love like that.
Mm-hmm.
Jagger couldn't hold back the smiles as he joyously prepared to marry his love, Karen. On the very same day, Jagger's brother Stone tried desperately to quell his fears as he prepared to assist in a prison break. Jagger followed his brother Stone when he realized Stone was about to drive the getaway van carrying Frank Smith out of jail. When Jagger couldn't convince Stone to go back to the wedding with him, he slugged his wayward brother and put him on his cycle and sped off. Tragedy struck when the bike spun out into a snowdrift, hitting his head on the icy pavement. Jagger was knocked out. Yeah.
And came back as?
Very sad. Stone,
sorry.
No. He didn't come back as anyone.
No, here's the thing. If he had stayed there and then came back 30 years later as John, okay.
So Stone got help for Jagger as he directed the police away from where he knew Luke would be taking Frank. Luke and Sonny had broken Frank Smith out of jail, but it had gone wrong. Blah, blah, blah. Not going to go into all that because that's not all of our stuff. So Jagger recuperated from his motorcycle spill and married Karen in a touching wedding ceremony at Kelly's. It was a day filled with love and surprise. Karen's mother, Rhonda, dropped a bombshell when she tearfully revealed to her daughter that Scott Baldwin was Karen's father. Karen, overjoyed by the news, happily hopped on the back of her new husband's motorcycle.
I'm so glad how I know my dad is. Let me leave.
Right, and sped off to a new life in Chicago. Karen and Jagger, together at last.
Aww.
Right? So you wouldn't freaking cheat on her.
Okay, except for...
No.
So, hold on.
You're on fandom?
Boxer, after they married, the couple moved to San Francisco, where Karen attended medical school, and Jagger became a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Jagger returned to Port Charles in 1995. Mm-hmm. When he learned that his brother Stone was dying of AIDS, he was able to spend time with him before he died. Then Jagger went back to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Karen returned to town without Jagger in 1997 to do a medical internship at General Hospital. She met Dr. Joe Scanlon and fell for him, even though she had a police officer husband back home in San Francisco. Even though her marriage was on the rocks, she wanted to make it work and tried hard to stay faithful. Karen decided to go back to San Francisco to see Jagger, thinking it would help her marriage and divert her feelings for Joe. When she went home, she found out Jagger had been having an affair and their marriage was over. Karen went back to Port Charles.
Okay, because that was new Karen and that was night shift. The real Karen.
No, that wasn't. Karen. That wasn't. That was not night shift. Because now down here in 2008, under night shift.
Okay.
In 2008, Jagger returned to Port Charles. He had become an FBI agent and was now a single father fighting for custody of his son named Stone Cates Jr. Are you a junior?
Are you a junior for Stone Cates?
Yeah.
No.
Are you?
I don't think so.
It has to be your kid.
Does it though?
Shandon Jr. That's just weird. It's not your kid.
But it's the name again, though.
Sure.
Well, I'm honored to think that you would
John
name
Smith, and then someone, you know, in the next town that also has Smith.
Right. That's not John Smith the second, because the first one lived here.
But that's why I'm legit asking. Like, can a brother have
it's wrong.
A junior? I don't know. Anyway, after his friend Stone, yes.
Who's Stone's mom?
We don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, wait. Stone's mom or Stone Jr.'s mom?
Stone Jr.'s mom.
We don't know.
Because he's not really a junior, first of all.
We're assuming, okay. Are we assuming it's the affair? Hold it. No. 2008, so 1997. No, it would have been after. It would have been after he and Karen. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So just some woman.
Some
okay. Brenda?
Okay. Some garden tool. That's who.
What? I keep it all peace. I'm like a rake.
Anyway. Oh. Jagger's old friend, Dr. Robin Scorpio, recognized the signs of autism in young Stone and convinced Jagger to have him tested and to see a therapist. Stone was diagnosed with autism, and Jagger ultimately returned to San Francisco with his son. Other places say that he was initially in denial and he eventually had it confirmed and they returned to San Francisco. I feel like that's important, is that he was in denial and chose to have him tested and he was diagnosed, and let's bring him back. Because he said on the show that his son, he's an autistic son. He's living independently. Let's bring him in.
There you go.
Yep. Okay, if one thing good happens from that.
That would be wonderful.
Because they do a great job with Leo, but it would be great to show. So the character Austin, who you missed, Erica, we were pretty darn sure.
I'm so angry.
No. Erica.
Not on to Erica now.
I'm so angry. You're just Erica.
Not Austin. Yeah. Austin said that he had someone in his family too, right?
Yes.
But
yes.
Then also Finn. Are we gonna
make them related somehow? Austin and
No. But then Finn, when he first came, he had a support bearded lizard, an emotional support bearded lizard. I thought for sure they were gonna. Nope, they didn't. And I'm like, you can definitely have someone on the spectrum that is also a doctor. Mm-hmm. Like, can we get this? Nope, we can't.
Okay. I still say that the whole cheating thing, they just wrote in there somewhere, and that's wrong.
1997? I feel like I was definitely watching then. But I wasn't paying attention because that was Lucky and Liz years. I wasn't paying attention.
I came in. YouTube and that crap. Because they wouldn't have cheated on each other.
But I came in during that time.
Aunt Erica, have a back here.
I agree with you. Thank you. I don't think they cheated.
Wouldn't have cheated. They just wrote that story to screw them up.
Well, listen. I mean, they just...
So they've been
ruining him since 1997.
Well, I'm boycotted.
They had a moment of reprieve in 2008 for the second season of Night Shift. And then on February 2nd, 2024, Adam Harrington, now cast as John Cates, because I am not going to say that he is the other J word.
No.
Because he's outgrown that.
Right. He's so sophisticated.
And he also outgrew his...
Italian-ish.
Yeah.
I'm no longer Italian. I'm in my 50s.
I'm French now.
He's Canadian.
I'm never getting over you being like, you Irish.
He's Canadian-Irish.
And bumped into Carly Spencer at Bobby's, which used to be known as Kelly's until Bobby Spencer passed away. Jagger introduced himself as John.
And then he stood there and was like, I'm John. I used to work here. And everyone is like, huh? Who is that? Because we know everyone who worked at Bobby's. And you've never set foot in Bobby's before.
But he dropped so many clues. Because had we watched the second season of Night Shift, we would have known about his son. Yes. Was autistic. Because then he sat down and talked with Leo. And then Olivia finally comes in. And she's like, so what are you doing with my kid? And he's like,
He was
getting a little agitated. So I sat down. I have a son, and Olivia and him talked. Oh, no.
No.
Ned is way too good to Leo. There is I swear.
No.
That will be the end of it for me.
No.
If they make Olivia wind up having a connection with him when Ned is... Erica's looking at us like, what the heck are you two talking about?
You gotta read her mind to know you're arguing with her about sometimes.
You know, we're arguing.
Well, yeah. Agreeing.
You knew where I was going with that. Like,
so it's not happening.
No. Olivia is not going to ditch Ned because John has...
Alrighty. So that's all about Jagger and how he was so good back then. And then they ruined him so that they could move him on to be stupid. And now he's not even Jagger. He's just John. And let's just all
agree. He's mad at everybody.
Everyone does not like this new storyline. Stupid.
There cannot be a single person that is like, this is great.
No.
Now, question. Would the storyline be better if it was a different actor? Or is this just the storyline altogether is bad?
I think, personally, not...
Because she wasn't a Jagger lover.
I wasn't able to be. But I feel like he's very harsh. Right. I wasn't allowed. No.
That's a whole different podcast.
Anyway. Obviously, I was allowed to watch General Hospital at some point in my life. But I feel like, I knew all this stuff just because, whatever. I feel like Jagger was rough, but a very sweet guy underneath, mm-hmm. but he had to be rough.
Right.
This guy, I feel like, is just a jerk. Like, he comes in all, like, like, he has a vengeance on the city almost. Right. Like, he has something to come back and prove, and then he has to, I don't know, it just, it feels very...
Right, kind of like Scunny said, like, aren't we over this? It was 20-some years ago. Like, come on.
Yeah, but it just feels like a very harsh... And here's the thing. I could understand if Stone had died...
Because of Sunny.
Stone had died the way that Lily did...
Right.
I can understand him being
Stone
like...
Stone died because of something that happened before Sunny even knew him, and then he gave him the very best possible life.
And he has honored him, and he has donated so much money to AIDS awareness and to AIDS research, and... Yeah. There is a Stone. Didn't even bring that up.
Right.
Didn't even bring up the fact he's like, Sonny, you can't say his name. Oh, but you can name an entire wing of the hospital after him. Yeah. So the short answer is, I think it's both.
Yeah.
If he came in sweet, it would have been.
If they sent a different actor that resembled in any way the original actor, we would have understood, okay, recasting happens.
Even if he just had brown hair, I feel like it would matter. Like, it would make a big difference. Even the blue eyes, maybe not.
Yeah, no. We need an Italian actor. If they would have brought in a different Italian actor, I would have been like, okay, I understand perhaps Antonio was not available for whatever reason, and this is what they had to do. And then just softened him up a little tiny bit. But this character is too much of a hard butt.
Unless we're keeping him and finding out why he's so jaded.
Right.
But Stone's not enough of a reason.
Yeah.
Like, Stone's not enough of a reason.
Right. I don't like the idea of them, of Karen and Jagger cheating on each other, but it does make sense that Sunny's like, why are you going to be mad about how I treated Karen whenever you married her and then cheated on her? Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
So.
But that did happen. I know you're not a fan of it, but it did happen.
I don't believe it.
Prior to Sunny saying it, so.
Yeah, I thought it was Olaf.
It wasn't. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But still.
I mean.
Old Jagger could come back and make amends to everyone other than Karen since she's dead.
So, okay. If they recast in a couple weeks, when they figure out, oops, would you be okay?
I'll be okay, but I'll be better than what I am with this guy. He just totally doesn't fit it at all.
He seems like a great actor. So I'm like,
it is not actor bashing. He just doesn't belong in this role. This is not him. There are certain roles that you can cast almost anybody in. There's other ones that you cannot. And this is one of them.
It's a lesser known iconic role.
Right.
I mean, you're not the only person that has the...
A lot of hate online.
Oh, is there? How many groups have you joined now?
I have not joined any of
them. Amanda has spearheaded the I Hate the New Jagger Club.
Just scrolling through and seeing people saying exactly what we're saying. Like, you didn't even try to recast him with someone that looked in any way similar.
And they're not... I was giving them this week to explain
the
difference.
Right.
And they didn't. It was just the second that he walked in to talk to Sunny and Sunny was like, Jack, I was like, oh, you're not even going to try. Like, you're not even, we're not even. Anna at least might have been privy to information that he had been in this situation that caused him to have reconstructive surgery
like
or whatever.
Face for a second. Anna was like, and then she was like, oh, Jagger. But Sunny just knew him instantly.
Right now. No.
Not even.
Mm-mm. What's your favorite Jagger memory?
Where he had his shirt off.
Pretty much any of them where he had his shirt off.
Yeah.
When
he was the Janet Jackson bike. Video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anytime he was working on his bike, he looked very.
So wait, when did he leave? 95?
94.
When did Jason have his accident?
It's 94 also, wasn't it? Why are you asking me questions? Like, we're supposed to know things.
Do you think that they were like, oh, shoot, women really responded to this guy having his shirt off working on a motorcycle. We should have somebody else do that. Oh, what if we had Jason?
I mean, it's convenient that they had Steve Burton there to just look hot with his shirt off. So, sure.
I mean, that's nice.
I can tell you right now that Beth is probably like
94.
Turning over, like screaming as loud as she can wherever she is. Like, this is not the right person to recast as Jagger.
Yeah.
And if she was still here today, she would probably be on your podcast telling you the same thing. That's my best friend who passed away. She had an equal love for.
There you go,
Jagger.
See, Jagger brings everyone together.
And what was her AOL name?
Oh yes, her AOL name was Ice Princess.
AOL.com. I remember you telling me this. It was so funny.
Yes.
Yeah. Cheers to Beth.
Yes.
Cheers. Yes. Sorry, we had no control over casting. We keep telling them that we're available for consultations. Right. They're not listening.
I told them a long time ago this was not a good
thing. Seriously, if you just needed one test group, it would have been Amanda.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess join us on Monday as we see what else the new recast of John is doing. John.
Have a good.
I know that's his real first name.
Have a good weekend watching old YouTube videos of the real Jagger.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.